Welcome to Equity Guru's weekly crypto countdown with your host, Joseph Morton.
Two pieces of news today and one reminder. The reminder is that there are only two types of exchanges, those that have been hacked and those that will be hacked. Bitpoint Exchange in Japan just joined the ranks and hacked to the tune of $32 million last night. The exchange halted all services, including trading, deposit, and withdrawal, after it logged in and found that someone had engaged in a quote-unquote irregular withdrawal from its hot wallet on Thursday. I love that wording. It's like waking up in the morning, getting your coffee, and discovering that someone has walked off with the contents of your living room. That's not an irregular withdrawal, folks. When $32 million disappears, that's downright theft. It's not yet clear at this stage which types of assets were lost. The exchange offering trading for five cryptocurrencies: Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ether, Litecoin, and XRP or Ripple. So let this be a reminder to all of you crypto enthusiasts out there. When you're dealing with exchanges, get in, make your trade, and get out. Get it off the exchange. In other news, Donald Trump tweeted earlier today about crypto and surprise, he's not a fan. I'm not going to do the impression. It's terrible. But I will tell you this. I'm not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money, and whose value is highly volatile and based on thin air. The orange-faced buffoon also took some swipes at Libra, in which he said, "We'll have little standing or dependability." Now, I'm not a big fan of Libra either. Anything attached to Facebook is bound to be tainted in some way. But it reminds me of a quote. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. It's a quote often misattributed to Gandhi and actually said by union leader, lawyer, and journalist named Nicholas Klein in the first 20 years of the 20th century. But the point remains, we've made it to stage 3. Keep holding until next week.